From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama says intelligence agencies' failure to use available information to prevent a failed bomber from Nigeria from boarding a Detroit-bound flight on Christmas Day represents an unacceptable failure. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president's tone was stern. His anger was clear as he spoke following a meeting with his top advisors at the White House. The administration is trying to find out why information wasn't shared between agencies to prevent a suspected terrorist from boarding a plane with explosives on Christmas Day. Mr. Obama said the information authorities needed to spot the threat was there and that analysts had access to it.
Now, I will accept that intelligence by its nature is imperfect. But it is increasingly clear that intelligence was not fully analyzed or fully leveraged. That's not acceptable, and I will not tolerate it.
The president said that initial reviews by agencies will be completed this week with specific recommendations for action to follow. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut will not seek re-election this November, according to several reports. The 65-year-old's popularity with constituents was falling ever since his failed bid for the presidency in 2008. A formal announcement is expected this afternoon. Earlier yesterday, North Dakota Senator Byron Dorgan announced he will retire from the Senate rather than seek a fourth term in November. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Byron Dorgan has served three terms in the Senate as a kind of prairie populist railing against free trade and big business. But even though he got 68% of the vote in his last election in Republican-leaning North Dakota, Dorgan faced a potential uphill re-election battle if his state's GOP governor, John Hoeven, were to oppose him. Shortly before going back to North Dakota late last month, Dorgan sounded discouraged by the Senate he serves in.
You know, I've served here a long time. I've never seen things quite as convoluted and difficult. And it's a circumstance where the agenda and the year, this was kind of a lost year in many ways.
In a statement, Dorgan said he was sure he'd win re-election if he sought it, but spending the next 7 years in the Senate, he said, simply would not be the right decision. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
A helicopter carrying California Department of Fish and Game biologists crashed in the Sierra National Forest yesterday. Erica Stewart of the Madera County Sheriff's Office says all those on board were killed.
We now have four confirmed people dead. All four people who were on board the aircraft when it crashed around noon Tuesday have been confirmed dead.
The crash occurred in a narrow canyon near a lake after the helicopter hit a power line and triggered a brush fire, according to authorities. The men were studying deer herds feeding near the Madera border with Fresno County. From Washington, this is NPR News. An Arctic cold front over the Pacific Northwest is moving eastward over the northern Rockies to the northern plains. The system is expected to dump more snow on several states in the upper Midwest. Some 3 to 5 inches is expected to fall in the lower Great Lakes. In the south, the concern is freezing temperatures. Citrus and vegetable crops could be destroyed overnight. The Mesa Air Group has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The filing will primarily affect Mesa's partnership with United Airlines. Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Ferris-Cole has details.
In November, United Airlines chose not to renew a deal under which Mesa Air ran dozens of regional jets for the carrier. Now, officials with the Mesa Air Group say they're faced with paying off the leases on airplanes they no longer need. The Chapter 11 filing is part of a larger restructuring plan for the Phoenix-based company, which currently operates some 130 aircraft. It will not affect its Hawaiian joint venture, and officials expect other operations to run normally during the restructuring process. Aside from United Airlines, Mesa Air runs regional flights for companies including Delta and U.S. Airways. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole in Flagstaff.
The number of pending home sales fell sharply in November, another sign the housing market could falter for some months to come. In October, buyers hurried to finish contracts in time to take advantage of a big tax credit for first-time home buyers set to expire in November. Congress has since extended the tax break into spring, and prospective buyers are taking more time. The National Association of Realtors says its seasonally adjusted index of sales contracts fell 16% from October to November. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.